when you understand, love depends on you. When you don't understand, you depend on love. When love depends on you, that which isn't real becomes real. When you depend on love, that which is real becomes false. When you depend on love, everything is false. When love depends on you, everything is true. I depend on you. I trust you. I love you. Rumi says, I have no companion but love, no beginning, no end, no dawn. The soul calls from within me. My heart is calling. You ignorant one, ignorant of the way of love, set me free. This is what the heart and the soul is doing. He's calling you, saying, you ignorant one, listen, set me free. Why are you listening to all this nonsense? Listen to me. Please, set me free. Don't keep me in prison. You ignorant one of the ways of love, set me free. You have to learn a new way of love. To be free. Love. It took me some time to be able to find some space to write you. And then I realized how difficult it has been to find space for myself these last years. It's very difficult sometimes to find space for yourself. Not only for these last years, but for these last lives. The heart comes last on the list. So many things you have to do. To live together with Chinmaya has been difficult, and we need to get some distance from each other or split. I don't know. We have the kids together, and I worry because they want us together, and they cry. And I don't feel good about this. Maybe if we live in separate houses, things get better. Dear one, in the last retreat in Ibirakera, in the inquiry group, something very deep came up, something of extreme terror and panic, which I couldn't see clearly. And after it happened, I wanted to write to you, but I couldn't find space to do it. Could you help me to look at this with clarity? It seems to be something very painful in myself, but it is dark and I'm afraid, a terrifying fear. I want to thank my Brazilian and Norwegian friends for giving me so much support on this trip here, especially Sugandhi, Suviti, and Chinmaya, and to you, beloved Master. Thank you very much for always bringing me along with you on this beautiful path of love. Sarani. Dear Swa, there is an intelligence so great which has arisen. I give myself to that. I don't have any questions and I don't feel any need for answers. What I need is to share with you this silence. It helps me to sink deeper into the nothingness of the heart, where everything arises from and returns to. I will use these words to thank you for creating this space here. And with you, I also mean all your helpers and friends and all the nature that is all around us here. There is an old Norwegian hymn that I would love to share with you and sing for you. Love, 100 times stronger than mine, to you and to this everlasting moment. Kali Elizabeth. Very good. Where did you get this name, Kali? Yeah, very good. Kali, very powerful, you know. But only when the need is there. Yeah? When the demons, the monsters are there, then Kali is vicious. More vicious than any monster. But when there is no demons, then she's like a pussycat.
She's the heart.
She's the heart, yes, the heart. Then everything is fine. So this is the time now, Kali. No, everything is fine. No more demons. No, it's just love. The war is finished. Therefore, I would like to share some things that are very, very clear to me. This mind is very arrogant. Wow. That's good. When that is clear. And it shouldn't be trusted in any way. That's it. I'm here on this planet to discover my own Buddha nature and share the joy of just being. I truly don't know anything. Of all the longings, there is only one worth mentioning: to disappear in nothingness and to enjoy being nobody. I can't promise, hope, or wish for anything. These things obscure what is here and now. I will leave my name here in Scandinavia where it belongs. The search for a master has ended. Let the mystery continue from here on, in full trust. Nils. I had to see it so you know, but you have crossed the line over that name. And it is true, Nils. No, it's full circle. You come back, deliver your name. Fuck it. Now we start. Now the journey starts. Fresh. Welcome. Come here. Nils the Pils. Good. Very good. Once upon a time, there was a little heart, lost and lonely. The little heart didn't know it could grow strong and happy. Until one day, by chance, it met the guardian of love. And the small and fragile little heart found its destiny. This guardian of love showed the little heart that it was possible to grow and be happy, but it needed to trust his life to the guardian. Hard times would come, and the little heart was not able to make it alone. Surrendering to the guardian, the little heart realized he was not the only one who trusted the guardian, who trusted love. There were many other little hearts that welcomed him. The little heart was no longer alone. Now he had found a happy family, a heart family. The little heart is still going through some difficulties. Sometimes it thinks it is not strong enough, that is not big enough to be capable to defeat the monsters that appear along its way. It tries to escape, but he sees there is nowhere else to go. Then he remembers that he trusted his life to the guardian, and the guardian is always there for what, whenever the little heart gets lost, he is there. And the guardian remembers the little heart that there is nothing to be afraid of. No, it only needs to be close to the guardian. And it will come a day where no more fight will be needed, that there is a place inside this little heart where there is no suffering. And it can rest there, where it can rest in. And when this day comes, the little heart will be so surprised to find out that the little heart, and the other hearts, and the guardian are in fact just one heart. A heart so big to which everything belongs to this big heart. Then its destinies will be fulfilled, and they will be together and live happily forever, ever after. Love, Dipti. The little heart is still meeting monsters on the way? Yes. But where does the little heart go then? Where does the little heart go? Because the big heart doesn't see any monsters. The guardian doesn't see any monsters. You must go some places where monsters are. No little hearts like monsters. You have to go maybe on different path. Flower path, not monster path. But the habit of the little heart is very old and fragile. And it doesn't really know that it is a heart yet. Sometimes it thinks it's a little monster. Then it goes and looks for other little monsters. Because the monsters like monsters. But the guardian reminds it that you are a heart. You are a heart. You are no more a monster. You are a heart. Don't go there. And then they will be together and live happily ever after. Beloved, you are everything for me. Nothing makes sense without you. Most of the times, you are the only thing I can hold on to, while everything else is spinning around. Sometimes I feel like running away. The spinning comes so strong that it comes to a point where I really believe that I'm never gonna have peace. But then it's impossible to go back. What has been seen, and this is not that kind of thing that you can forget. It is everywhere, it is everything, and sometimes I feel I'm going crazy, and I wish I was a tree. That is picture number one. What is? No, it's a whole story here. Picture number one. Going crazy, blah, 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 blah. That's the little monster. But I see hope here, Dipti. Because even if it's a black little monster, it looks very cute. So, you have different monsters also. You have monster that is very wicked. There's no hope. They are dark. But this is really someone else in here. Even inside the monster, the heart is start waking up. Look there. That's not. It's not the monster that can scare you. So that's what I say, this is really a heart that by some misunderstanding it thinks it is a monster. And then when all this blah, 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 blah gets away, then it transforms into a heart. And then I come back to normal. I'm in peace. Everything is beautiful. I can breathe and relax. Then comes the trust and the line I like the most. Everything is all right. And I really feel that. I feel part of everything. Doesn't need to do anything or go anywhere. Just to be with myself is enough. And that is how things are going for me. Is that normal? That is picture number two. It's totally normal, babe. It's totally normal. The whole thing is this. This is the fight. Between blah, blah, blah and Mrs. Peace, no? It's normal. First is only this, then the little monster realized that, maybe I'm a heart. And then it's a lot of work to accept the fact. And slowly, slowly, and then this comes. And then this comes back. And then and then suddenly this is there, and then this is there, and then heart, 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 and then suddenly this is back. And then sometimes it goes like this. Till one day. And then you see, where is this? And it's nowhere to be found. It's gone. But that is almost impossible to believe in the beginning. So it's totally normal. And you can't escape. If you really have tasted something of this happy heart, of the content heart of your true being. You can't forget. And be very happy you can't forget. You might try sometimes to go and play with the monsters in the dark alleys, but it will never satisfy you. Because you have tasted something else. So then these monsters have to learn new ways then. You have to purify yourself. Otherwise, these monsters always come back, again and again. Sometimes it happens, in the beginning you get inside, you fall into that blissful space by surprise. Then you lose it again. Then you have to find it consciously then. Then it will stay when you understand it. I mean, you first have felt it, then you will always long for it. And that's how existence is tempting you. That's how God is pushing you. Now you had a taste. Now you have to be worthy of having it. Now you have to get rid of all the monsters. Monsters and angels doesn't play good together. They have different rules. No? It's a different discipline. You have to learn that discipline beyond discipline. The discipline of the transcendental. That's the discipline of the transcendental, no? Then the monster doesn't understand that discipline. And everybody has to work, so that's not the problem. Just remember. Yeah, do whatever, just don't let it go into you. That's the thing. Be in the world, but don't be off it. Be like a lotus in the water, no, in the mud. This comes from the mud, but is above. Everybody loves the lotus, no, they don't like the mud, no. That's how it is. Stop and drink more. First one sip is enough. Now stop and get drunk. The true lover is forever like a drunkard whose secrets just spills out, forever mad, frenzied, and in love. To be self-conscious is to worry about everything, but once drunk, totally drunk, what will be. Aum Shanti. It's a great art. First to become drunk, and then to function in the world in this drunkenness.